AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine, presents our daily coverage from On Location in Lakeland, Florida for Sun and Fun 2008. Brought to you by XMWX Weather and the Bose Aviation Headset 10. If your older SR-22 isn't quite as fast as you'd like it to be, Tornado Alley has a solution. You can now buy aftermarket turbo normalizers for all but the earliest SR-22 from Tornado Alley Turbo, which provides systems for factory turboed SR-22s. Paul Bertarelli caught up with the folks at the TAT booth at Sun & Fun on Thursday.
We're here in Hangar A at Sun & Fun speaking with Tim Rule of Tornado Alley Turbo. It's been very successful with turbo normalized Cirrus SR-22s, and now, Tim, I understand that you're about to offer an aftermarket version for existing SR-22s on the market. Tell us about it.
That's correct. We've built over 500 kits for Cirrus, which have been installed at the factory in Duluth on G2 and G3 models, and it's been about 18 months since we started that production. And we've built our production capacity up to the point where we're now adequately able to support Cirrus's needs. And so now we're addressing some of the aftermarket needs and starting to do installations on G2 and G3 aircraft in the aftermarket. Just are completing our first one. We'll be offering a turbo system virtually identical to what we supply the factory, but with a few tweaks for it. And a few more new neat things coming along down the road available for it as well. We'll also be offering a 77 cubic foot built-in oxygen system and the Hartzell composite prop as additional options.
And you expect those systems to be available for retrofit sometime towards the end of the year or early into 2009?
The turbo systems are available now. We've just started our first one and we'll be doing several more in the near future, and we'll likely be qualifying certain Cirrus service centers for doing installations at other locations, sort of with geographic regional separation.
Will these retrofits apply to the earliest SR-22s?
Not initially. We'll limit it to the 2004 and later airplanes, so 2004 G2s and G3s, which came out April of last year, will be our initial target based on the design, and then during the next year we'll probably address some of the design changes necessary to do some of the earlier airplanes back into the G1 fleet.
And we'd expect to see performance similar to the factory turbo normalized?
Yes, absolutely.
Back to the Tornado Alley Turbo booth at Sun & Fun in just a moment. Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the 7th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset. Also brought to you by XMWX.
XMWX satellite weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. With flexible display solutions from aviation's biggest names, Datalink Weather from XMWX has been embraced by pilots and the industry alike. It's simply the best way to soar with confidence, in flight and every flight.
Now back to Sun and Fun.
Any idea how long it will take to install those, and a rough idea of cost on these systems?
Sure. Installation time is probably 2 to 3 weeks, approximately 60 hours on the turbo system. Installed turbo system cost will range between $45,000 and $50,000, about another $10,000 for the built-in oxygen system, and about another $12,000 to $13,000 for the Hartzell composite prop.
And I seem to recall Tornado Alley is still doing conversions of other airplanes, Cessnas and Bonanzas, is that correct? Still a major part of the business?
Correct. Mostly Bonanzas, also Cessna 185s and Cessna Cardinal 177 retracts. And we're also starting design on the Baron turbo, so that'll be another one down the road.
And last time I looked in the aircraft registration list, there are a big number of turbo normalized Cirruses out there. Did you say 500?
I did. More than 500 currently flying, and also I think we've recently passed 500 turbo normalized Bonanzas as well.
Any chance that the SR-20 could be turbo normalized?
It's something we're looking at. The total number of SR-20s, you know, is not nearly as significant as the 22s, and a lot of that is market-driven. But much of the components of the turbo system as we build it for the 22 would likely be applicable to a 20 system. So it's something we'll look at maybe next year.
Is there room in the cowling to do it?
Yeah, I think that's a given. That probably is not going to be the challenge.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Great. Thank you, Paul.
Our daily audio coverage from Sun and Fun 2008 is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10 and by XMWX Weather. For more in-depth coverage of Sun and Fun and breaking general aviation news, log on to www.avweb.com. For AvWeb Audio, Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.